With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Tonight's edition of the Rock and Roll Happy Hour is supported by Urge Gastropub and Mason Ale Works. I always worry when we sit down and we get ready to open up the microphones, and Ken's first words to me is, I got a whole pocket full of fart jokes.
And they're ready to roar or something. Yeah.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at FM 94.9. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. How's married life treating you these days?
Am I married?
Oh, well, I mean, you're married to your work.
There you go. Do I work?
Well, yeah. I mean, how many craft beers on average do you drink a day?
Wait, I'm running out of fingers
here.
See,
this is like a committed relationship.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, huh?
When you lose count, that just means you're that involved.
You know, I am just passionate about the craft scene here in San Diego and about drinking, and I'm trying to stay drunk, I mean informed, about the local scene. It's amazing.
You definitely brought some very informed people with you here tonight. Voted, you said, the best new brewery in 2017 by whom?
I believe it was a San Diego Magazine Reader's Poll.
How about that? Pariah Brewing in the studio with us.
We've got Brian. Congratulations, by the way.
Tonight.
What up?
Welcome to the program. I've heard so much about you guys.
You know what? I gave Brian his personal new hire orientation tour when he joined Stone. So in a way, I'm kind of responsible for where he's at today.
I was going to say, he doesn't look like he's that old.
Yeah.
And you actually gave me my first tour of Stone on my 24th birthday.
There you see? See? I take full credit for everything.
6 years ago.
Well, you know what? If you could just get some stock in the company, then it might actually mean something.
Stock in the company.
So Pariah Brewing, a great spot. You guys are located in that building on the corner of El Cajon and Ohio. That's got Epic Brewing in it. It's got San Diego Brewing. You guys are sandwiched right in the middle of the two of them.
Correct. Yep.
Hamby's ears just perked up. He's like, oh.
No, yeah. My girlfriend Jessica and I, because when we want to go right next door to Lips.
Yep.
And you guys are there. That's it. That's even more an enticement.
Can you feel? You can hear the excitement in his voice.
I think you found a long time.
Yeah.
Fan.
He's over here playing Pokemon Go or something, and then all of a sudden he's like, hey.
People still play that?
That's what I said. But
Andy,
you know,
plays everything.
I'm on Twitter. It's a different Pokemon. Okay,
gotcha.
I love the ethos behind Pariah Brewing, because you guys are not afraid to step outside the norm, do things different. You're not afraid to be criticized. But you know what? At this point, no one's criticizing you for your beer game, because you're making literally some of the best beer in San Diego right now.
Thank you.
And tonight we're going to sample some of your wares. I believe you brought all your core beers, right? I know you do
most
some
of them. Yeah.
This is something you guys do year round, and I can't wait. I just want to start with the first beer right now. What is this?
This is our Off-White Wit. So this is a year round beer. It's actually inspired by Taiwanese boba tea, if you've ever had that.
Absolutely.
Up at the places over by O'Brien's, they do it a lot. But someone actually asked me, they said, hey, can I take your beer and serve it with the tapioca balls inside of it? And I said, no. And I said, well, what beer do you normally use, and what flavor do you think it adds? And he said he typically used one of the BS big beers. And I'm like, no, I can do that one better. I'm just going to make a beer with all of it in there. And I wanted to make a beer that would pair perfectly with a banh mi sandwich.
Oh. So,
you don't happen to have one of those in your
that
pocket.
Would be, no, but now I want to go to Tiger for dinner.
There you go. Well, this is wonderful, man. It's got so much flavor to it. A lot of people hear like wit, and it's like, meh.
Wit is probably one of my least favorite styles, and usually when I see wit, I'm like, this.
Something you'll forget, you know.
Well, yeah, because they're very one-dimensional, you know, they're not memorable. This beer, I will remember, because this tastes like something that I want to drink a crap ton of.
Well, and what gets me is just how incredibly crisp it is on the finish. Man, it's almost like palate scouring.
Ginger in there?
Yeah, there's a little bit of ginger, just a touch. I didn't want it to even be like, oh, there's ginger, but I wanted it to play with the lemongrass to kind of bolster it up a little bit.
The ginger plays with the lemongrass, man. Hey, over the boat.
Do you do a lot of cooking as well, Brian? I'm just curious, because to balance ginger, lemongrass with ginger, I mean, that's almost looking at things from a culinary aspect.
Yeah, I actually got into brewing because of cooking. I'm a huge Food Network fan, and I'm a huge fan of Alton Brown and his show,
yes!
Good Eats.
Alton Brown, yeah. That guy's a genius.
That guy is a walking dictionary. Yeah. You know, some of the stuff he does, they'll be cooking something, and they literally pull out carrots, onion, celery, and like a thyme sprig, and he's like, oh, you're making this French soup. And it's like, how the hell do you know that?
Genius.
So the guy's just a walking encyclopedia, but he actually did an episode on brewing, and I'm like, am I allowed to cuss?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I'm just trying to see if how much I can actually talk, like, as myself here.
Bring it out, brother. Bring it out.
Luckily, the FCC has given me this little thing right here. So anytime you say, I can do...
But no, I'm like, dude, I'll give it a try. I want to try brewing beer, and I tried it, and the first batch came out good. Second batch came out horrible. Third batch came out good, and I've never stopped since then.
So. Wow. Well, thank goodness, because this is awesome.
You've got this mastered. I guess this is only something. You're not canning beers. You're not bottling beers. Are you doing growler sales on site?
No, and there's a lot of people that I think want to hang me up by my neck for that.
Hey,
but,
you can only make so much beer as one.
Right. We wanted to be bottling out of the gate, and we actually have a bottling line in-house, and I hate growlers because they're just not, it's just an inferior vessel for beer, and not to mention the fact that no one brings in a clean growler. It's like everyone brings in a growler that looks like it's got literally a high school science experiment growing in it. And I'm like, dude, first of all, I'm not paying my bartenders to clean this. Second of all, there's no chance in hell my beer is going in that thing. So we wanted a bottle right away, but between the government taking their sweet time and a very landlord-friendly lease, the funds to buy the actual bottles themselves and get going were gone.
But fortunately, there's something called Tap Hunter, and right. There are other tools of the trade where we can find your stuff on tap all around town.
Yeah, we have tons of bars around town. If not, just come to the tasting room, man. We're open 7 days a week. And there's no better place to get it than at the tasting room.
You know, this is so flavorful and so clean and so wonderful. I don't think I would have even known it was a wit.
I wouldn't have guessed it. I would have thought this was some sort of exotic.
But it's still got that wit quality to it.
You still know it's witty.
It is witty.
It's very witty.
I feel witty.
Thank you, Ken. Get some music on because I got a feeling I'm going to need that FCC
button
some
more.
Rock and roll! It's a rock and roll happy hour on FM 94.9. I can tell. I like you already. It's a rock and roll happy hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy with me tonight, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we've got Brian from Pariah Brewing out of North Park. Find them right off the corner of El Cajon and Ohio Street. They are making some killer beer, and I am not afraid to say that, starting off with the off-white wit, which, if I can just paraphrase some of the ingredients of that, it's got ginger, it's got lemongrass, it's got, was it blood orange honey? Is that what it was?
No, orange blossom honey.
Orange blossom
and
honey.
Jasmine green tea.
And jasmine green tea.
Green tea.
What a wonderful dance of flavor, and I'll tell you, when I did a little research on your guys' brewery, I was totally stalking you on Facebook, checking out some of the beers. The next one we're going to do, the stout, I am geeked on the fact that it's got molasses and cocoa nibs and coffee. I'm dying to try this beer. So talk to me about it. All right. Make me salivate.
So I want to ask Ken if he knows something. Do you know what Dorcha is? You know
Dorcha. What that means? I know where Dorchester is.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so Dorcha is actually an old Gaelic word. It's like a female given name that means like dark dust. Dusky or enigmatic. So I really like that. I'm Irish as hell. I'm like 80% Irish. So I
wanted then you
to
know
do...
where Dorchester and Southie is and all that. And
right.
And you do want to fight me.
Right. Exactly.
I knew we had something in common, Brian. I knew we had something in common.
Just got to bring the Boston out of us. But so
a couple more drinks and the mass hole will come through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm still sober. So this is my throwback to my heritage. I wanted to do an Irish inspired beer. So big old 7.2%. For an extra stout.
Oh, wow.
But there is molasses in it, and we also use some fair trade cocoa nibs and a rad proprietary blend of coffee from Bird Rock in La Jolla.
Oh, my goodness. There are nice, without overkill, the flavors are all just doing a nice subtle dance.
It's this like wave of flavors where you get the first one, and before that dies out, the second one comes in. Before that dies out, the third one comes in. This is a pleasure to drink from front to back. It's got like, it's almost got tobacco-y notes in it.
Yeah, that's my favorite part is the tobacco, and sometimes
dark.
I get a little bit of licorice.
You know, and what's great too is this is a style of stout that not a lot of people make. You know, everybody's all over the Imperial stouts, big, boozy, bourbon barrel aged, 10, 11, 12%. A foreign export stout, it's going to be a little heftier than just an American stout or a dry Irish stout, but it's still got some of those earthy, funky notes that like a dry Irish stout has, only more intense and deep.
Yeah, slightly lower pH than a normal stout would be to throw back to the Irish thing. But I think it's awesome. For me, it drinks like a 5.5% beer.
Yeah,
I was
which is
say that.
What's fun to get in trouble with this beer.
Like, yeah. Like at 7, you said 7.5?
7.2.
I would expect to get some slight, like almost fusel alcohols in a beer where it's starting to climb up like that. This drinks like a 5% beer.
It doesn't have a there's nothing lingering or syrupy about it too, which is what you get with a lot of the more flavorful stouts.
It's like you're not hiding anything in this beer. You don't have one thing trying to compensate for another. They're all kind of they're intertwined, all these flavors, and they're just enhancing each other as you drink the beer.
You know, I think Brian's starting to get bed sores from us kissing his ass so much during tonight's show.
I don't know about bed sores, but I'm getting a boner.
On that note, you're awkward. It is a rock and roll happy hour at FM 94.9, drinking with our friends from Pariah Brewing. No, I wasn't directing that to you guys. I was talking to Ken. It just sometimes the things that come out of his mouth are absolutely unbelievable. I'm about to say something very outlandish. Drinking that last beer, that Dorch Extra Stout, we're talking about the adjuncts in that beer. And, you know, you kind of remind me of like a West Coast Dogfish Head, because you're using offset ingredients to make really, really, really damn good beer.
Thank you. That's a huge compliment.
Then there's something about you two and Dogfish Head.
We love Dogfish Head. I mean, Dogfish Head is really what got me into craft beer originally. I started dating Brian, and I really didn't know much about beer, and I kept
No one warned you about dating brewers?
Yeah.
No one warned me about dating Brian specifically, so it really got me on that one. So, we were just hanging out at a local bar, and I told him, man, I really hate light stouts, you know, anything that has no body to it. And he said, here you go, try this. And he gave me Bitches Brew from Dogfish Head.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
And I was sold. After that, man, I was trying everything they had and really got into craft beer after that. So follow up a couple years later, we went on our first trip over to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and Brian proposed in the brew pub over there.
Hey, you romantic, you.
Yep, very romantic until they tore down the original brew pub.
Did they tear down the Rehoboth Beach spot?
Well, they built up this really cool one next to it, but we said, man, the memories.
What the hell with it? Fine, let's just drink a beer and memory. What you poured out next? It smells hoppy, and I like
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, the smell. This is our clearly juiced double IPA.
Oh. Yeah, not hazy double IPA.
Yeah, it's you
pulp,
know what?
We call it pulp free.
Pulp
free. I like it. I like it.
Beautiful color, and I'm surprised the color that it is. It's a golden yellow, and it's a double IPA. I would expect, you know, with all that extra malt in there, it'd be a little darker than this.
Dude, this is like velvet. This is so smooth. Oh my goodness!
You wanted to say it was so. Good, yeah, didn't you?
There were a lot of expletives that came to mind just now. I just, there were so many available, I couldn't decide which one to use. It's so smooth and supple with a perfect bitterness that just, it dovetails.
Will you please get your lips off his ass, please?
Yeah, I can't.
For 30 seconds, let him talk about this
He's
beer.
An attractive man.
Oh, got a face for radio.
Clearly Juiced Double IPA. Obviously, you're carrying your love and craftsmanship to some of your other beers into your IPA, and we all appreciate that. What is going on with this beer, man?
Well, this, I think, is the first time that we've been Pariah in San Diego, because we're taking a trend and absorbing that trend and doing it in our way and pushing it back out. But in doing that, we made sure that we were doing something that no one else has done. So this is pioneering brand new hop technology that's literally still basically in testing, I would say.
Brand new hop technology.
You have, yeah. What did you do to make it bigger, faster, stronger?
So this uses what's called lupulin powder, which is essentially removing all the vegetal matter from the hop and just getting the concentrated goodness or the hash of the
hop hash.
That's what it is. It's hop hash, brother.
When you explain it in the tasting room, of course, they'll say, I don't understand. I don't understand. Then you say hop hash, and they go, gotcha.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, bro. I totally understand.
It's weird how Californians understand that.
So you could make brownies out of this, then.
Exactly.
You know what? I would love hop hash brownies.
Hop hash brownies.
That would be red.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, this is cool, because we actually released this for the first time as an April Fool's joke. It came out on April 1st, and we promoted it in the exact same way that all the breweries do the hazy IPA, saying like, you know, limited and yada, yada, yada. It became so popular immediately that we had to call YCH Hops and basically say like, dude, please, can I get this enough of this stuff to brew this year round? And thankfully, we've got it, and we have to be one of the first contracts for this variety of hop.
So you have cornered the hop company. contract on lupulin powder.
I would think we're one of the first ones to at least contract
it. That is so awesome.
So what is the hop profile in here? I mean, it is just so smooth and juicy and wonderful.
It's predominantly the hop hash itself for the lupulin powder is actually Mosaic, which you could throw Mosaic at anything and it would smell good. So, but then it's also even more no-brainer using Amarillo and Simcoe.
Yeah.
Amarillo, Simcoe, Mosaic. How can you go wrong?
There you go.
It's tropical and dank at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a perfect San Diego IPA, but it's not a perfect San Diego IPA. Just falling under to what Pariah is at its very core.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the name Pariah. I mean,
well, Pariah is a lot of times going to have negative connotation in terms of like religion or being essentially a social outcast or whatever you want to call it, but that's not how we see it. We were just trying to think of the easiest way we could convey to people that when you come into our doors, don't expect anything you've gotten anywhere else. So we want to be different. That's our intention. With 130 plus breweries, there's enough Nelson IPAs. Make something else. And we wanted that to be the top priority. And how do you convey that? We just put it on the door.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. This all makes me warm and gooey inside, so I better play something before I start to become Ken Wright and put my lips on your ass. What, dodgeball? Oh, Rip Torn. Oh, you know. We were just talking off air. Hamby was lamenting on some of the best movie lines ever. And what was the line again, Hamby?
I drink my own urine because it's sanitary and I like the taste.
Thank God none of the beer we're drinking tonight fits under that. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy. With me as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we've got Brian from Pariah Brewing drinking with us. Amazing, amazing, amazing beers. This is some of the best stuff that I think we've had on the program in the last week or so, I would say, at least.
It's been at least a week since we've had great beer.
We've had the Clearly Juiced Double IPA. We've had the Dorcha Extra Stout. We had the Off-White Wit. And this one is, I'm kind of excited to try this one, not just because of the name Erotic City. The fact that it's got honey, it's got muscat grapes, and it's got grains of paradise, something that...
Does it have muscat love? There's a reference for all the old people in the audience.
Shout out.
Captain Tennille, baby. All right. Muscat love. Muscat Sally. Muscat Sam.
Bring it in. Find the peaceful place. Find the peaceful place. Sorry, I'm just trying not to jump across this.
There is no hiding from my humor.
Well, where's the humor?
That's a good
question. All right, fine. Well, I will admit, Brian, I've been enjoying your beers because there's a certain culinary aspect, and since we have the same love for Alton Brown, I can understand where you're coming with a lot of this. This beer confuses the absolute crap out of me.
Good.
Where do you come up with a beer that, you know, it kind of blends almost mead, wine, and beer all together?
My wife.
This is her beer.
She came up with the ingredients, not me.
Krista, so when picking the ingredients for this and not being a contrarian, how do you decide to throw grains of paradise in anything? Because, first of all, no one knows what the hell it is. And, I mean, who really makes a beer with it?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I'll let Brian take over from me on that part. So the thing is, what I did is come up with the more wild idea in terms of we had a beer that kind of was like a wine-beer combo, and I thought, man, this would be awesome if we did something like this. So, you know, one night I'm just throwing things at Brian and saying, what about, you know, muscat grape in a beer and honey and just having something taste that's sweet but also is going to allow people that like wine and like meads to also have an introduction to beer. But that's also the finesse that we've seen in all the other beers is saying like, okay, babe, here's a bunch of weird so you take this and you make it drinkable. So what he did at that point is takes like he does with any other beer, takes these little ingredients, adds them in to make it balance, you know. So you use muscat grape and you use honey in a beer, it's going to be sweet. So what was your process at that point to balance it out?
Just keeping you happy.
Yeah.
That was the process.
Not getting hit.
I said yes, babe. Stat.
You know what? That right
Bring
there.
Bring it tomorrow.
That's the key to a long-lasting relationship.
She herself said she was throwing things at him one night, and I'm like, oh, I'm glad that's not the
only maybe I did throw a grain of paradise, and he popped in his mouth. He said, holy smokes, this is really going to balance out that sweetness.
Holy smokes!
It's almost peppery!
Yeah.
You know, in Louisiana, we call it alligator pepper.
I really didn't even know what it was myself, you know what it is? Until he said he was going to throw it in the beer, and I thought,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, That'll balance it out. Yeah, it's a cool ingredient, but we like giving it to people on a small scale. You know, people come in the tasting room and say, oh, I want to try the grains of paradise. I'm like, okay, but you know, it's like pepper. So
wait, so people like can come to your tasting room and taste the ingredients that go into the beer?
Yeah, a lot of times if someone walks up and they're confused on what's in the beer, we have no problem showing them here's exactly what we use.
Wow.
Eat it.
You guys have that glass? I'm going to shove it down your throat.
Do you guys have that glass shield like at Subway in case people sneeze on you? I'm just
it ain't the buffet, Hamby.
I'm always that person at Subway where I just reach over it to see how uncomfortable they get, and I'm like, you can't take me away.
How far can I go?
You are heartless. You are so heartless. I cannot
believe
you.
Clean that shield.
Oh, this is good. Well, cheers to a fantastic new brewery in San Diego. You guys are making amazing beers. I would highly suggest anybody come try your wares. You'll find them off the corner of El Cajon and Ohio. Just find them on Facebook. Really, I mean, if you see San Diego Brewing Company, you're there. Epic's in the back. They're sandwiched in between. What
lips.
About lips?
That's true.
Wait! Yeah, what about lips?
Yeah, what about lips?
If that's not enough of a draw.
We're the best pre-party.
Most enjoyable lap dance I've ever had.
I'm just saying, that is a selling point for a brewery. Yeah. You are definitely a pre-party
by
for lips.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Hey, the girls come in dressed up. We'll play some Prince for them before they get going. So.
Yeah!
Oh, speaking of Prince, that's a great way to walk out. We'll play the namesake for this beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour.
Oh, baby!
R.I.P.
Huge thanks to our friends Urge Gastro Pub and Mason Ale Works for supporting the Rock and Roll Happy Hour and making tonight's episode possible. For all the details of the beers we drank, it's all posted online at fm949st.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.